Live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Total Education Show, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators. Here's your host of the show, Neil Haley, the Total Tutor.
We're back, the Total Celebrity Show on the Total Education Network again, TotalTutor.net for more information. Twitter, Total Tutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, Total Tutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, Google Plus, Neil Haley, and now Periscope at Total Tutor as I went on live in Periscope to talk about who my guest is today. And I think this is a perfect relationship. First of all, I love having current NFL athletes on the show. But someone who's created a product that I think I have three more kids I got to potty train. So I'm excited to welcome the program, Arizona Cardinals long snapper Mike Leach. Mike, thanks for calling. And I find it really interesting when I saw this topic. I said, I got to jump on this for sure, because what a perfect relationship. I got three kids still in diapers. This is definitely something to talk about for sure.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, we have the product for you. My wife Julie and I have developed this comprehensive potty training system over the last few years, and we're excited to have just recently launched it and have been getting great feedback so far.
Well, that's fantastic. We'll get right to the product in a second. But, Mike, I guess it's amazing to look back at your career and see how many years you played in the NFL, right? You must be very happy about it, yeah.
You know, it's been great. You know, back 16 years ago, and I'm going into year 16 now, and, you know, I was just trying to do anything I could. I could do to, you know, maybe scrape out a year or two and just try to prove to everybody I belonged. And, you know, fortunately, I found I was able to, I had a pretty unique gift of being able to throw a football between my legs. I found that out once I got to the NFL. And 16 years later, we're still getting it done.
And then when you played in college, were you a long snapper in college?
Yes, I was not. I was on the other side of that operation. I was the punter, believe it or not. I was a tight end at William & Mary, but I also punted. And just by, you know, I guess sheer luck, the right people were around, but I was punting with the other punters in my rookie year. I got a free agent deal with the Tennessee Titans as a tight end and still punted. And I just picked up a ball one day to snap to the other punters for them to be able to catch a snap and punt it. And fortunately, the special teams coach was there and saw it and asked me to do it again and informed me that I was no longer a punter. I was now a snapper, and we needed to start working out. And that was... You know, fortunate for me, he was there and watched, and then I had a little ability, and they worked with me, and we fine-tuned it. And like I said, that was going on 16 years ago.
And what teams did you play for in the NFL? You play currently for the Cardinals, but who else have you played for?
I started with the Tennessee Titans, had a couple years there, and then went to training camp with the Bears and had a failed experiment as a lead-blocking fullback, and then went on and signed with the Denver Broncos that year, played a little tight end, but was primarily long snapping. And then going on seven years ago, we went a little further west down to the desert, and I've been in Arizona for going on 7 years now.
And definitely a fantastic organization, and different experiences you've had in all these organizations playing. But to have a career like that, what an amazing thing. So what made you get this idea about Potty Pals? Tell us pretty much this story. Because what's interesting is, you know, you think about, in a lot of ways, potty training, something where you say, hey, kids are just going to get it, right? It's going to happen. It's going to come in time. But you had a different type of story, didn't you? To create this
We did. For us, it was born out of necessity. You know, we had different experience with our son and our daughter. You know, one didn't mind, our son, he didn't mind running around in a dirty diaper all day, and our daughter, she wouldn't use the potty, but she would go, and she, you know, as soon as she went in her diaper, she said, no, hey, you got to change me, come on, I'll go get me out of this thing. And they both had difficulties in their own way. And more potty training our daughter, we were looking for some kind of potty training stuffed animal. I mean, both our kids love stuffed animals, and they're 9 and 7 now, but they had tons of these things. And so my wife went online and looked for some and couldn't find a potty training specific stuffed animal. And she called and said, hey, I've been looking for this. What do you think if we think about developing one of these on our own? Well, sure, you know, this was about 4 years ago now, and it's taken us a little while to get things in motion. But we did some research and got things figured out and took our time with it and tried to do it right. And it's been great. But, you know, like I said, like any great invention, it was born out of necessity.
So the kids, your kids were motivated based on stuffed animals then, it sounds like, to finally use the potty, it sounds like.
Yeah, they are. They just had any vacation, if we were at the beach, if we were at a theme park, if we were at a store, they just naturally gravitated to stuffed animals. They loved the little cute stuffed animals and especially ones that sang and danced. And so we said, hey, let's come up with a potty training stuffed animal that sings and dances. And then we thought, well, you know what, let's take it a step further. Let's write a book. So we sat down and wrote a story and made it rhyme in a sing-songy kind of way and had it beautifully illustrated. It's really cute. And it's okay, well, we need something else to make this a system. So we got a little potty training chart with stickers that once the child uses the bathroom or tries to go or stays dry all day or does things the right way, they can pull a little sticker. And when they reach a milestone, they can get whatever reward the parent sees fit. But they take ownership in the process also. They learn and they say, you know, they take pride in the fact that I just filled out my whole row of my progress chart. And, you know, it's there. It's got their name on it, and they can tell everybody that they did it.
Well, definitely, Mike. And so basically right from there, once with the potty training, the book and the whole system, when you finally created the book and the whole system and all that stuff together, Mike, when you finally put this to market, like had testers and for people that bought the book and the system, when did you finally see, you know what, this really does work. It worked for our kids, but now everyone else is seeing this is something that really is going to help in this process of getting my kids potty trained.
Yeah, you know, we were excited to get it. You know, and like I said, it took a little longer than we would have liked, but we wanted to make sure we got it right. And but we, you know, through the years, our friends and family, you know, NFL guys, in the NFL, they would always ask, "Hey, when's Potty Pals coming out? We need it." So once we did get it, we got our samples, and we actually sent one to our niece, my wife's sister. Her daughter, who was four, who was potty trained, but, you know, to be blunt, she was scared to poop. She didn't want to go, and like that happens to many kids. And it was leading to some health problems. You know, they had to go to the doctor often. So we sent her one. And within 2 days, our little niece had sent us a video of her singing and dancing with her potty pal. And she was so proud to tell us that she was a big girl. And she went on a potty twice today. And she filled out her little row in her potty training chart. And for us, that was validation that, you know, we thought it would work. And we knew it worked for our children. But it was someone else who, you know, to be quite honest, a family member, they wanted to succeed, but they would have been blunt and said, "Hey, you know, you might need to tweak this, you need to change this." But, you know, they get that feedback from them right away that, "Hey, this was a day and a half, 2 days, and it was working right away." And she's actually here on vacation with us right now, and she's still very excited to, you know, tell us about using a potty and singing her Potty Palette Club song. And to us, that was a validation that, yeah, we're onto something here, and this is great, and it's going to help people. And, you know, for many children, but also for parents, the frustrating time in their lives when they're trying to get over that hump of potty training and you know, to come up with a product that'll help that process along was rewarding for us, and we're excited to see where it goes.
You saw that the motivators that brings, that little motivation, not like edibles, but something like a stuffed animal, and how it's able to motivate that child, that baby, to learn how to be potty trained. It's such a relief to parents. So then once you've tested out with other NFL players, families, different mm-hmm. things like that, how do you get a product to market now? That's the hardest part, right, Mike? You've gotten the testers, you've tried different people out. Hey, the system works. Now I have to get it out to market. And you know, this is a totally different thing than the NFL. It's a process. It's a product and service. You have to find vendors. You have to do all these different things. Mm-hmm. What was the next step after you saw the validation from family members and stuff, seeing it works?
Right. So that was the hard part for us. We felt like, you know, say you went nowhere fast. We felt we were going nowhere very slowly.
Okay.
You know, we had this idea. We had a prototype, and it wasn't quite the prototype we wanted. And we, you know, some of the companies we were working with helped develop the prototypes and the product. You know, some feet were being dragged, and it took us a while, really, almost 3 years, to say, "Hey, we need to really move forward with this." And fortunately, when we decided to really move forward, the NFL does a great job. They have what are called boot camps. They do broadcasting boot camps, Hollywood boot camps, music industry boot camps, real estate seminars. We did, they had one for their consumer products, and it was in conjunction with their consumer product licensing convention. So it was a 3-day crash course, a business seminar, if you will, geared towards consumer products. We went to this, and fortunately the NFL said, "Sure, my wife can come along too." And we sat down with a bunch of other NFL players and some wives and heard stories from people who did business with the NFL, some of their vendors, their licensees, and and talk to them about how they developed their products and how they brought their products to market. And that, to us, you know, that let us know, you know, we can do this. We just need to be with the right people and do the right, make the right decisions, get the right information. And through that process, we met, a friend, a gentleman who's now a good friend, who's almost became, he became our mentor, who's brought many products to market, not in this field, but actually in the golf industry. And he's done this for, and he said, hey, you need to do A, B, and C. And he's helped us along the ways, and he's our sounding board. We have questions, we'll call him. And he got us in touch with the right people as far as marketing, product development, website, to get the ball rolling in that. And also we met a friend near our home in Virginia who manufactured products, you know, and he went and sourced manufacturing for us. And you know, fortunately, we met some good people who were really willing to help us out. And it all just came together at the right time. And you know, that was about a year ago. So, that, you know, for the last year, it's been full speed ahead. And to get to the point now where we're selling on our website, PottyPellet.com, and also through Amazon.com. So it's been rewarding. You get to make that first sale. You know, it's okay. Hey, we're off and running, and you know, can't wait to see how it goes forward.
You were able to get advice from experts about business, and from getting that advice from people with business, Mike, that helped in the whole process of getting the product to launch and everything like that. Is this, what was your major in college, Mike, at William & Mary? What did you major in? Were you in business, you know, or not?
I was not. No, I was a history major, and my wife was a government major, although she did. My wife's a very smart woman, and during the years we were in Denver, she went back to school, got her MBA. So she has a business background. She worked and did very well early in our marriage and early in my NFL career. And then when we had kids, she got her MBA, and then we were fortunate. We didn't know how long I would play, so she took a leave of absence. And, you know, luckily I've been able to play this long that she's been able to stay home with our children. But she can't wait to get back to work, and always, you know, had that in her head. She can't wait to get back into the business world, and she has her MBA now to do it. And so this was a natural progression for her to start this business. And, you know, she, without her, we wouldn't be anywhere near where we're at. She really did all the heavy lifting to get this thing off and running. I was able to be around for the creative parts and the design and all the fun things, but the everyday heavy lifting of starting a business, especially during the fall, fell on her shoulders. You know, she would have to do all the legwork while I was at practice, and without her, there's no way we'd be where we're at. She did a great job, and you know, I was fortunate enough that she had that background to help get us where we are.
And that's the cool thing, Mike, is that, you know, as a team, as a couple, you're doing this. And now you're looking at when your career does end, life after mm-hmm. football, you at least now know, hey, I have something that I'm learning this whole business world, and I'm learning this business, so when it's time for me to move on, I can be involved in this as well. This business and then other products, possibly things like that. What are you liking about this journey this year through this process of selling Potty Pals? What would you say? Is it kind of motivating you to be more and more of an entrepreneur as well through this experience?
What is, you know, it's learning information that we didn't have. You know, I didn't know about business. It was so foreign to me that just that learning is rewarding for me and for my wife too. And sure, there's an eye toward the future. You know, to be realistic, I'll be 39 this football season. There's not a lot of guys in the league that are older than 39, so I have to be realistic about how much longer I'm going to play, and to have something on the back burner, something that we have going, you know, it makes that, the thought of that transition a little less daunting, you know, mm-hmm. to know, hey, you know, when it does end, yeah, I've heard too many stories from guys that football ends and they're lost. You know, they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do with themselves. And, you know, not only does it, you know, not have income coming in, but, you know, they have no sense of purpose. You know, they kind of get lost. Sometimes guys will fall into a little depression and a little funk that takes a little bit of time to get out of, where, you know, we have this thing going where, you know, these business meetings are kind of like game day. You go in, you want to try to sell to a potential seller, you know, where they can sell through their retail stores. You know, it's game day. You have to put your game face on and be ready. And, you know, we're still learning the ins and outs of that process, but it's fun, and you have to prepare just like a game and be ready. And you don't know what questions they may throw at you. You try to prepare as best you can, and it's fun and it's exciting. And, you know, you may win some, you may lose some, just like a football game, but it does. It's got some of those same those same nerves of the football game and the same feeling of a reward when you do make a sale. And I'm excited to have that waiting for me when I retire, and the fact that I can be doing it with my wife and with our children and teaching them the process, that's rewarding as well.
With your name recognition being in the NFL for 16 years or more, that really helps. And if you can learn this business, then, you know, see, hey, this worked. Let's try to expand this to something else. Let's do something else. So it gives you that motivation to know, hey, we have something after. Because, again, you're so scheduled in football. You're so into a schedule, training, all those different things. Now everything stops and you see how many people. So I'm glad you found this. Now, Mike, I want to talk about the product for our listeners out there. Specifically, you talked about the success, getting it to market, getting it out there now. It's very unique with, the whole system. So kind of explain the system to us of how it works and stuff, like the different characters that are the, mm-hmm. And all that. Go ahead.
Well, right now we have the four characters. There's Larry Lion, Katie Kitty, Dexter Doggy, and Penny Panda. Larry Lion and Katie Kitty are available now, and we are getting ready really soon to launch Dexter Doggy and Penny Panda. And they're fun. They're all unique, and they have their own little characteristics and background stories. But, like I said earlier, the main idea was the stuffed animal that sings and dances and sings a little jingle for the child once they successfully use the bathroom. But, you know, there's also the potty training chart that they can keep on the wall or take with them out. You know, it's small enough that it fit in a diaper bag, or, you know, hopefully at some point you don't need the diaper bag anymore. So at first... every time they try to use the potty or they successfully use the potty, and then, with the book that also goes along with it takes them through the whole process of what it may feel like when they have to go to the bathroom and the whole process of being in the bathroom. And then, on the chart, there's a section for wiped, flushed, and washed. So every time they successfully do that, they can put another sticker. And then finally, I stay dry all day, and they can put a sticker in there. And it's the whole 3-in-1 type package, and like I said, the book we wrote together and made it fun and rhyme, and it's really who we had illustrated a great job, really cute, cuddly looking pictures that we were able to translate into the stuffed animals themselves. So,
oh, great!
So it's been really been a fun process. We learned a lot, and we can't wait to like you said, try to take it to the next level and have some other products to go along with it. Perhaps some training underwear and some potty seats, some other things that we've talked about in the future. So, like I said, we could hopefully branch out and release some other products here before too long.
Well, and that's what I think you always have to look at, because, again, now you have the NFL community. How many of them with new children that, hey, then they could be endorsers of this product. And then when you're retired, still, you're at that NFL community, and the NFL sees how important it is to see their retired athletes be successful. So great opportunities for you, for sure, Mike. Now, the other great point that I think that people will like is that some of the proceeds go towards an organization. Tell us about that, too. I think that's another great part of why you should purchase your product.
Right. Well, that was important to us. As a long snapper, I'm not the most high-profile guy in the team. You have your quarterbacks and your superstars, and I'm a role player and very happy with the role I play and the job I get to do. But it's not a glamour position where a lot of people will know me and know who I am, which I'm fine with. When I actually meet someone who does know who I am, you almost get a little nervous. They're a crazy super fan, so you got to be careful of those guys. But for us, it was an opportunity to give something back. Not having a large foundation, I can't compete, on the Arizona Cardinals with a guy like Larry Fitzgerald or
one of my favorite players because of Pitt. Yes,
Larry. I love Larry. Yeah, I mean, just a fantastic guy. But I can't compete with the Larrys of the world for fundraising dollars and donations and have charity golf tournaments and a lot of those money. There's only so many charitable dollars to go around, and rightfully so, the people give the money to their foundations and for an opportunity to get up close and personal with a guy like Larry, and I completely understand that. But when we started this company, my wife and I said, hey, this is our chance to do something for the communities we've played in. So for us, we've had a long relationship with Phoenix Children's Hospital. And you know, we're very fortunate to have a world class facility like that in our backyard. You pray to God you never have to use their doctors and their great staff, but knowing they're there is important, and they do such great work for so many people. And we've been going to Phoenix Children's Hospital once a month since we've been in the desert, and have built a great relationship with those people, and have seen up close and personal the great work they do. And you know, we've got to meet so many of the patients and their parents, and you know, sometimes, more often than not, things work out great, and sometimes, unfortunately, it's the nature of hospitals. Sometimes things don't always work out mm-hmm. so great, but we feel very fortunate to have that relationship with them, and thought it was a natural fit to when we started the company to say, okay, you know, start. We're 10% of everything we make will go to children's charities, starting with Phoenix Children's Hospital. So. You know, they're a great supporter of our team, and we love the work that they do, and thought it was a great opportunity for us to give something back to the community of Phoenix who support the Cardinals so strongly.
All the children's hospitals all over the United States do such a tremendous job. So I think that's great that families all over the country know they're donating mm-hmm. to a great cause. And ending that worrying about diapers, the cost of diapers right. and all those different things for your cost again, and it's $34.95. And so, how can they go ahead and purchase the product? Where can we go to do that?
Right. Well, you can go to our website, which is pottypal.com, or you can purchase through the Amazon Marketplace. You know, for those Amazon Prime members, they have free shipping through Amazon Prime, so you can find it at either two of those places. And we are meeting with a few other retailers here coming up soon to try to get into some retail stores. And I think people will be, I wouldn't say surprised, but they'll be very happy with the product. And you know, there's nothing better than that first time when you go out to dinner and you're not lugging a big diaper bag and you're worrying about changing diapers in the middle of dinner. You know, there's it's a nice step when you go out to dinner and you say, oh, hey, go use the bathroom. You go in, your child uses the restroom, you go back and you finish dinner. So it's time saver for everybody. It's a stress reliever, and we know people will love the product.
When you have so much success, Mike, it'll be impossible to not be sold off the shelves, because the bottom line in this, Mike, is that potty training is one of the most difficult things. It's a headache for parents, and when you accomplish that task, what a tremendous thing. So, Mike, thanks again for calling, man, and best luck. Enjoy the rest of your time before the off season is over. Enjoy the great weather, and I can't wait to watch you this upcoming year with the Cardinals. So, and tell Larry, hail to Pitt. I have to say that because Pitt people stay close together, and tell Larry I said hi. All right, Mike?
I will do that. Yep. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right, take care, Mike. See you later. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
You're listening to Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment. We're back to the Total Celebrity Show on the Toll Education Network. Again, tolltutor.net for more information. Twitter, Toll Tutor, Neil S. Haley. Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley. Instagram, Toll Tutor. Pinterest, Neil Haley, and Google Plus, Neil Haley. And I'm so excited always to interview celebrities. But this is very interesting. A big movie coming up. And I'm a huge fan of the Terminator series. So I'm excited to welcome to the program Nolan Gross, who's starring in Terminator Genesis. Nolan, thanks for calling, and how are you?
Great. Having a great day. How are you?
Fantastic. I'm excited to talk to you and have a great conversation, especially about this opportunity you have. Tell us specifically that story, and then I want to learn about the set and everything, because I'm thinking your life must be so exciting right now leading up to the premiere, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm pretty psyched. I was getting my suit all ready for the premiere, and then a couple of days ago, I heard that I get to go to the premiere and walk the red carpet, and I was super happy because I love walking down red carpets and getting to have the flash in my eyes and all the camera people all over me, and it's a really fun experience.
It sounds like it's a fun experience, but I mean, I'm sure there's a story involved of getting this job, because we all know any acting opportunity, it just doesn't come out. You're not just handed this opportunity. So tell us the story about that.
Well, I started with the auditioning process, and I went in for the casting directors, and then I got a call back, and I got to meet the producers and everyone. And after that, I got on hold, and that's when they decide between me or another kid or two other kids. And when I got the role, I was in Terminator, I was super happy. I was jumping up and down, and I was really happy to go watch the other Terminators to know what this one is about. So that was a really fun process.
Well, it definitely seems like it, Nolan. I'm a huge fan of the Terminator series, and when I was your age or younger, when the first Terminator came out, then the second one is what I saw in the theater. It took a little time, so I was allowed to watch the first version of the Terminator, the first one, before I think the other ones with the storyline and everything. It just got better and better, for sure. So when you got that role, were you kind of giving up in the fact when you knew you were one of three? Say, I don't know if I'm going to get this part. Were we thinking that, or all the time you knew you were going to get this part?
Well, I wasn't giving up on myself because they could like me for a different role, and they might not think that I'm great for this specific role, but they could use me in other Terminators if I didn't get that role. So I was just hoping for the best, hoping that I would get it, and it turned out that I did.
And when did you film this? How long ago was the filming of Terminator Genesis? When did you guys do it?
I only filmed it last summer in 2014, and we filmed it in San Francisco and New Orleans. Both places were really fun to shoot in.
Cool. And how about working with the cast? Is that pretty cool? Working with some of the people on set? You learned a lot about acting in that experience, didn't you?
Yeah, they were all really nice people. And they were really easy to take direction from. And it really made it easy to learn from them and what they were doing. So that was an upside of that.
Definitely. What do you think you learned the most about an experience like this, especially being on a big blockbuster film like this to film in, and especially being part of this series? What did you learn mostly, you know, getting the opportunity to act in an experience like that? Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, it was pretty interesting to find out how long the process it was to make an action movie. Like, if you watch an action movie in the theaters, you think that it's super easy to shoot a scene where the guy's shooting a gun at, like, a light or something. And you would think, because it's all cropped together and it's just one pretty fast scene. On the other side of that, it takes, you need to wear headphones, you need to have the light right, and it takes a longer time to shoot that. And it's way slower than you would imagine for it to be edited together, because they need to crop some stuff. And from the insider's perspective, from my perspective, it was super fun to see that being made.
Did you get the chance you got to interact with Arnold then on the set at all, Nolan?
Yeah. We did one or two scenes together, and I would always see him in the makeup room, and he would always tell me that I had great hair, and he had hair like mine, and he would always say that I reminded him of his sons, and he wanted them to be little again. But working with him was such an opportunity, because he's pretty well known for all the Terminators, and he was California's governor.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, so I hadn't really known much about him before I watched all the Terminators, but when I got to meet him, he's such a nice guy. It was fun to work with him.
And just to know now what's ahead of you in your career after getting, now people are going to say, you put this on your resume, you're in Terminator Genesis. That's going to help, right? Step up that career for the next opportunities acting, isn't it?
Yeah. I really hope, because before this one, I was in another pretty big film, but with this one, it it just steps up my resume, just show what I've been in, and it's such a blessing to be in this movie.
Nolan, what is your hope as an actor? What do you want? Where do you want to go ahead? Tell us specifically what your ultimate goal in acting is. Where do you see yourself in the next, like, 10 years acting-wise? What type of roles do you want? As an actor, where do you see yourself? What do you see yourself doing?
I want to see myself in an action movie like this, but starring in it. And I want to be able to hold a gun, because that's been one of my acting dreams for a while now. And I like portraying different types of characters in acting, and that's one of my favorite parts of acting that I love, and that's sort of why I love to do it.
I always ask child actors questions about what is their favorite subject in school, because you know you always are thinking education as well as a backup plan, especially acting is your dream, but you see as education as important. What's your favorite subject in school?
Probably lunch, but that's not really a subject. I'd have to say either math or English, because math I feel like is one of my strong suits too. I wasn't very good in math at like third and fourth grade, and then in fifth and sixth grade I started stepping it up, and I was like in front of the class in all my math. So I like math one of the most.
And so are you attending school right now, or are you being homeschooled?
I'm attending school, but we just got out on summer break, which I was super excited about. I just wanted school year to be over already.
And I'm sure your friends are asking you, so tell us about Terminator Genesis, right? Questions all the time that you probably can't say everything that's going to happen, right? They're probably asking you questions upon questions, some of your friends, right?
Actually, I didn't get the full script because they didn't give it to me, and I can't say much about my character, but what I would say about Terminator is that it's the blockbuster of the summer, and it's all action-packed, and if you're looking for that, it's the perfect movie for you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you definitely. That's great. You're so good at promoting that, but your friends aren't saying, come on now. You can tell us a little bit more about what's happening. And you're like, it's under wraps, right? You say, Nolan, you're like, I can't say anything. Trust me. And they probably are grilling you in class at times.
Yeah, I'm just like, just go watch the trailer. That's like all I know besides what I'm in. And like, I learned a lot from watching the two trailers that I saw. And I was like, oh, I get it now. Like, so that was, after I watched those, I knew a little more.
That's tremendous. And so, the school you attend, are there any other kids that are child actors in that school that you attend, where you go to school right now?
No, I don't think so. I'm not pretty sure, but I'm one of the only ones that does that at my school. And people think it's cool, and all my friends, they don't like me just because I'm an actor. That's not why they're friends with me. That's what they told me, but...
that's what they told you.
Yeah, well...
You're hoping, and I'm sure you seem like a real cool kid, so... But wait till you get this big, big part someday, and they'll be like, everyone will know who Nolan is then, right?
Yeah,
for sure. Nolan, where's the best place we can find information on you? I know you have a Twitter and some other places people can follow you and learn more about you. And again, everyone can't wait to see your debut in Terminator Genesis on July 1st. And I'm sure you're excited about, as you talked about, the premiere as well. But where can we find info?
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
Do you have a Twitter, Nolan, for people to follow you, or where can we find info?
Yeah, I have Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. It's all just at Nolan Gross. And you can find me on my website. It's just www.nolangross.com. And that has all my links to everything, IMDb and et cetera.
Well, fantastic. And I can tell you're excited. July 1st is coming, and you can't wait to see the whole thing, your parts and the whole Terminator, and see if you will be in the next Terminator. You never know, Nolan. So good talking to you, man, and best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Good talking to you.
All right, see you later. Okay, bye. Bye-bye. You're listening to Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment. We're back to the Neil Haley Show. An amazing interview. Again, go to my website, toldtour.net, for more information. Tour, Told Tutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, Told Tutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, and Google Plus, Neil Haley. And this is a celebrity segment, and I'm so excited to welcome to the program Joan Benedict Steiger. Joan, thanks for calling, and how are you? And it's been a long time, no chat. How are things going?
Oh, just great, just great. I'm, of course, you know, we've been writing my book, and it's getting close to publication, so I'm very excited about that. It's called Brooklyn Baby, because I was born in Brooklyn. And my co-writer has also written a film and is producing it, and I expect to be doing a really nice role in that.
Oh, wow. So two different types of projects. First, the book, we talked about that a couple of years ago. But you're really putting it together. It's a lot of work. And the stories from Candid Camera to your relationship with Rod and all the different other opportunities you had acting. It's quite an interesting story of whose paths you've crossed in your career in acting, for sure, right?
Oh, gosh. Well, that's the fun of being an actor is that it's always exciting because you're always meeting new people and meeting actors that you come in contact with maybe sooner than later and on different projects. It's a very exciting world. So sometimes when people say, oh, are you retiring? I say, retiring from fun?
Well, that's so true, and retiring from fun and continuing to do all these different things, and your experiences for our listeners out there to kind of define, and viewers, your late husband, Rod. Tell me specifically, because again, we forget about these things. We forget about the great movie stars and his experience. So tell us a little bit about Rod.
Well, the thing is that it's hard to believe that he passed away in 2003, that's 12 years ago, and I'm thinking, oh my God, I just can't believe it. And the sad thing is that fewer and fewer people remember him. So if you're younger than 30 years old, right, they don't even know who he is. And it's just unbelievable because he's really an icon, and Rod was fabulous. Of course, we met when I first started acting in New York. So I was doing a show with him, and at that time he was appearing on Broadway. And I'm trying to think of the name of the play now. It'll come to me. And he asked me to come see the show, and as we were crossing Broadway, I looked up, and there on the big marquee was Rod Steiger starring in Al Capone. So I said to him, oh, my gosh, what does it feel like starring in a movie and starring in a film at the same time? And he said, oh, great, kid. So, of course, Rod, a lot of people don't know that he was a wonderful poet and had been writing poetry since he was a child. So every time we were out, he would read me a beautiful poem. And naturally, when we were got together years later in here in Hollywood and were married, he wrote me a beautiful poem on our wedding day. So, and by the way, the play at the time was Rashomon that he was starring in on Broadway.
Yeah, definitely. And something that when I think about specifically enough, the whole situation with his career and everything, how much did you learn from acting from him?
especially? I know being married to him and having that time, did he give you some good pointers in acting at times?
Would well, he ever the thing continue? Is that I studied with Stella Adler, and I had all my great teachers were and similar modes of acting. But, no, the strange thing is he was a fan of mine. He came to see me in a play because I've done over 30 plays, stage plays. So when we were going together, he came to see me in a play. And after that, every time a movie script would come to the house, or he'd say, have you picked out your part yet? No, he thought that. I was like it. I was so, I was mesmerized and amazed. And when I acted with him, it was just so easy.
what films did you act with him in? Tell us.
Well, I did two films with him that were made for television. One was... I have to always go check my walls.
That's okay.
A Month of Sundays. And the other one was, they've changed the title. And so it's always confusing to me. It was a mystery with several other actors. I can't think of names and stuff. You can't believe this. I'm in my hallway looking at all my pictures on the wall.
Oh, you should tell us some of the pictures in the hallway you're looking at. Tell me some of the pictures of with Rod and you and yeah.
Well, here's the first one is a big poster of Waterloo that he starred in as Napoleon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, with Christopher Plummer. Mm-hmm. And Orson Welles.
Oh, my. Yeah.
And directed by Sergei Bondarchuk. Rod always talked about him. And then, of course, Dr. Zhivago. That's my favorite movie.
Oh, Dr. Zhivago, yes.
Rod was fabulous in that, and he should have been nominated for an award. He was very proud of that because... he was the only American actor in it. They were all English. Omar Sharif and Julie Christie, Geraldine Chaplin, Alec Guinness, Tom Courtney, Ralph Richardson. Yeah. So, and then what have we got? Of course, The Pawnbroker, which he was nominated for, Across the Bridge. Let's see.
Going to AMC would be a good idea to check out some of those films or look in Netflix to watch some of Rod's work for sure.
Well, of course, he's done several hundred television
100 films,
shows.
Yeah.
Films, yeah, by the tons. So acting with him was, it was just easy and wonderful. It's like it would always. When you're playing with somebody that's that you look up to and you feel is mm-hmm. better than you, it's like playing tennis, you know, come up to that. But I just felt it was easy because it was wonderful. And if you're a good actor, what you do is listen and react. So who couldn't react to Rod Steiger?
Oh, I know, for sure. And
yeah.
What would you say, you talked about, remember one of our interviews about candid camera. What about other experiences? What film would you call this was the one I remember the most, or TV show that you did that you would say, hey, this was a tremendous memory for yourself?
Well, you see, I'm such a stage actor that... to me, I have one of the plays, the stage plays that I starred in that I'm so proud of was Leona. Leona Helmsley, my one-woman show here in Hollywood at the Matrix Theater. And I worked on that for 6 months. And I remember the director saying to me, Now, Joe, don't worry about a thing because, you know, if you're up on your lines, I'll be here to cue you off stage. And I said, oh, my God, you will not get me completely off my trend of thought and everything terrible. So Let's see. Let me go back to what you asked me before.
Yes.
The two films were The Flying Dutchman, they changed that title with Eric Roberts. And I had a wonderful part in that. It was terrific. And A Month of Sundays. Those were the two films I did with him. And, of course, and then I did The Prize Fighter with Tim Conway and Don Knotts, which was that was written by my first husband, John Myers.
What was your role in The Prize Fighter? Who'd you play?
Oh, I was like a Miss Kitty.
Miss Kitty.
Type role, yeah, owner of the... bar and restaurant type thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last time we talked, I was so amazed at all the different projects you were still doing and the acting you were still doing, even when you said you were retired. What's new with Joan right now? I know the book, once soon, could be out. Definitely have you back on the program once the book is out. But what other things are new with Joan?
Well, of course, I still tap dance, three times a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've been doing. Well, I've been a dancer. I've tapped since I was seven, and our teacher is a terrific choreographer from films and everything. And everybody in the class has been like, we have a couple of girls that were Soul Diggers with Dean Martin show, and so they're all former professionals and stuff. And we have a great time, and we do big routines just for ourselves. So that's great fun.
Are you doing any web series like we talked about before you were involved in? Web series. Remember you were doing some acting a couple years ago? Are you doing any more?
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
acting.
Not getting...
Acting, Joan. Any more acting or are you retired completely now?
Oh, no. I'm retired.
Yeah.
No. I have another film that's going to a festival. The Opus to an Angel, which is a wonderful, wonderful story about this little blind girl. And I have some wonderful scenes with her. It's a charming, charming film. So that's going to a festival, and I did that last year, a few months ago. So, yeah, so I'm still busy. The book, has been very, very time-consuming. When people say, I think I'll write a book, I say, I plan on a year and a half.
Well, sometimes books take forever to write, but I cannot wait till you'll be the first on my show to, once your book comes out, Joan, for sure. So where's the best place we can find information on you, Joan? Where can we go?
On my, my website and everything, Joan Benedict Steiger. So it's all up there.
All right. Well, best of luck to you. Good talking to you. And we'll be in touch once the book comes out. Okay? Sound good?
Okay. That's wonderful. Great talking with you.
Great talking to you too, Joan. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You're watching The Neil Haley Show. What a fantastic show. Go to my website, toldtutor.net, for more information. Twitter, toldtutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook. Next week, some more great education talk. Remember, hashtag Neil Haley. Good day, everyone. We're back to the Total Education Show on the Total Education Network. Again, remember to go to my website, TotalTutor.org, for more information. This is what's so exciting about the show. We have a celebrity drop in when I just least expect it. I want to welcome the program, Steven Jackson from the St. Louis Rams. Thanks again for calling the program.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
I'm excited to talk to you specifically about the whole situation, what you're trying to do with your foundation. What a tremendous thing to give back to the community, especially with as a successful athlete as you are. Why did you decide to do that? What is your whole drive to do this?
I think just first and foremost, being able to play in the National Football League, we all have the impact of the positive influence in our communities and growing up in Las Vegas, Nevada. But we don't have a sports team. I wasn't fortunate enough to meet some of my idols and guys that I looked up to and wanted to be like. So once I mentioned the NFL, I wanted to be an outsource and be actually a symbol of hope to some of these young people to encourage them to live their lives not only just because to achieve great success in athletics, but in their lives, period.
And you can make a difference because of your celebrity name and your success that you say, you know what, this is what is something that I'm called to do, and I know I can help others. And that by having this name, let me utilize it, correct?
Well, it definitely allows you to reach out to people that know, you know, it would be harder to reach, and they give you their ear a little easier. But a lot of people, no matter if you're famous or not, when they feel the sincerity of you wanting to help out, and they're very thankful for them and for you, people like us, to just think about them.
Definitely. Now, tell us about your foundation. You're doing some tremendous things, working with many different people in the St. Louis community and all over the world. But when it comes to your passion, how passionate you are about education, tell us a little bit about that.
Stephen Jackson Foundation was founded in 2004, and it's combating illiteracy. We want to encourage our young people to stay in school, and I always have an emphasis on telling them that you can't put a price tag on your education. You never get too old to learn. So I really hone in on that and talk to them about achieving great success while they're in school and the years after.
You know how important literacy is. If they can't read, how are they going to be successful in life?
Absolutely. It's a whole other world out there, especially in books. And when you have the chance to talk to kids and explain to them that you don't have to be you don't have to live by what other people speak into your life, that you can achieve dreams and live out dreams. And I always talk to them about that. From the age of 10 years old or even younger, I had a dream and aspiration of being an NFL football player, but also I had other dreams of being an architect and being an artist as well. And I talked to them about the importance about that and how I even was able to graduate with a 3.8 GPA. And, you know, I really don't like to hear when people talk about dumb jocks, because that's farther from the truth when it comes to myself and especially some other guys that I've had the fortune of meeting with and playing with as well.
So how do people, when they hear you talk, especially when you're talking to different children about literacy and you talk about how education is so important to you, I'm sure they really respond to that, knowing that you had other career aspirations, not just being a professional football player?
Yes, you know, once again, once you open up the door for a conversation and then dialogue, your children especially, they have such great questions and interest, and we just feed off of that. I always come genuine. I don't come rehearsed. And my time with the kids and at the school is just second to none, and I really enjoy it. It's almost as good as, you know, scoring a touchdown sometimes.
Does your foundation reach out not just to education and other things as well?
Yeah, definitely. We reach out. I have something in December that we call 39 Wishes, where I help give families in the St. Louis area Christmas that they wasn't expecting. But we surprised, and we were able to bless 3,000 families last year. Last week, I had a backpack drive, a going back to school drive in Las Vegas, Nevada, where we hand out to students free backpacks, food, drinks, and notebooks, and having them feel good and excited about having a fresh start at the school year. So throughout the whole year, we always have something coming up, and I love personally just being better in the community, and I always for them to feel like I'm in an olive branch not too far away.
Well, that's fantastic, Stephen. Where can we find more information on you, learn about your foundation and all the great things that you're doing in the community?
You can follow me at Twitter at sj39.com and on my website as well, www.sj39.com.
And 30 seconds, Stephen, what would you say, what advice would you offer kids out there, especially when they really don't enjoy reading?
I would always tell them to start with a subject that interests them. Once you get into a subject that interests you and you begin to read upon it, you don't think about the pages or how long or in depth the book is, but you draw really near and you find some more insight on that subject. And once you're able to gravitate towards that and realize reading is not as bad as you once thought it was, you begin to just soul searching, go to all different kind of topics and subjects that you want to learn about.
Well, good luck in the upcoming season, and good luck on your charity and all the great things that you're doing. And I really appreciate you taking the time to call me today.
Thank you.
All right, take care, Stephen.